Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
The All Local is presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing, you can be the difference. I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Authorities have charged a Philadelphia woman in connection with the shooting death of a six-year-old boy last Sunday in the Northeast. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Law enforcement sources say last weekend, Ashley McLaughlin had the boy at her home while she threw a party. And that's when officials believe another child fired the weapon, striking the boy in the chest. It happened Sunday on Kendrick Street near Torsdale Avenue. Video sources say show people running from the home while 33-year-old McLaughlin rushed the child to the hospital. But it was too late for him. He died. When police combed through the home, they say the gun was gone. Detectives interviewed McLaughlin and say she didn't give the full story. So now authorities have charged her with tampering with evidence, conspiracy, and other related offenses.
Police are still looking for two other men who were inside of the home at the time. And the Philadelphia School District is launching an initiative to root out systemic racism, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
It's an effort to eliminate systemic racism in schools and to confront biases in the hearts and minds of staff and students.
This is an organizational-wide effort where nothing is off the table.
That's Estelle Aqua, the director of special projects in the district's Office of Leadership Development. All staff will receive anti-racism training. Superintendent William Heights says the district will be examining admissions policies at magnet schools with an eye toward equity. And Height says students will notice a change in their social studies classes.
They will see something different in with respect to history, because that's the area that we're starting in this work. And that's the area where teachers have been working with curriculum staff to actually rewrite that.
The district is also assembling a group called the Equity Coalition to evaluate demographics and suggest policy changes. And food banks and pantries from across the country are being pushed to the limit as the pandemic and the subsequent economic downturn continue to take their toll. Earlier this week, New Jersey came to the aid of a half dozen food banks throughout the state with $20 million in assistance, as we hear from KYW's South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
That money is coming out of the state's share of Federal CARES Act funding aimed to address local needs stemming from the viral spread. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin has worked for years to deal with food insecurity and suggests if you doubt there's a need these days, just look at the record-long lines where food is doled out in the name of charity.
40% of people nowadays, both here in the state and nationally, are people who are receiving food donations for the first time. People who were historically donors are now recipients. And we can't do enough to help alleviate their challenges.
A half a dozen food banks will share in the funding, which should help them get through the remainder of the year. Two of them are located in South Jersey.
New Jersey has also increased funding for what used to be food stamps, now known as the SNAP program, to the tune of $180 million. And the ongoing fireworks in the region, yes, the 4th of July was last week, but it's still happening. They're traumatizing to a lot of pets. And KYW's John McDevitt has some tips on what pet owners can do to help their stressed-out animals.
The sounds and vibrations of fireworks affects different dogs in different ways. Rachel Golub is the Adoptions and Behavior Manager for the Pennsylvania SPCA.
Some dogs are going to have an increase in anxiety and pace. Other dogs are going to chew and destroy things. Other dogs are going to try and escape. Other dogs are going to try and hide.
There are medications available to reduce stress, but Golub recommends trying other methods first.
Chewing releases endorphins, so the more the dogs chew, the less stress and anxious they are.
Golub suggests getting a hearty bone for your pup and combine that with something called Adaptil.
There's a spray, a room diffuser, and as a collar. It does relieve anxiety in dogs in all different kinds of circumstances, but it does help a lot with sound phobia.
And she also says that soothing music can help them stay mentally relaxed. And Mae Cryer built B-17 bombers during World War II. Now, today, she's helping her country once again, but this time her tools are a needle and thread. And as KYW's Carol McKenzie tells us, this member of the greatest generation has some words of wisdom for all of us.
Mae Cryer never seems to stop thinking about how she can help her country. She was a Rosie the Riveter during World War II. She may no longer be able to handle a rivet gun, but boy, put her behind a sewing machine and watch out.
You know, I got to be careful so I don't overdo it. it tends to get that way.
Well, how many have you made so far?
Over 200.
She's gone from making those iconic red polka-dotted Rosie bandanas to making Rosie masks, and she's giving them away as fast as she can make them.
Just very rewarding. I can't even tell you how many hours I spend because I'm enjoying it. You know, when you enjoy something, you don't consider it work.
May has lived through a lot in her 94 years, the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, and World War II.
So I've seen many different things, but nothing like this. I just can't understand why our people don't pull together.
And she's disheartened by the discord over wearing masks.
It's a sad thing. If they one of those got the virus, they would want the best health care they could get. Yet they're not thinking of all these doctors and nurses who are working so hard day and night to save all those lives. I don't understand that.
You can hear Carol's full interview with May on KYW In Depth. You can find that on radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play. KYW News Radio.